Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KVRQ 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
Quick look at our traffic as we approach 3 o'clock. Southbound I-5 struggles now from right around North Gateway on down to the 520 interchange. Seeing slowing in the south end, State Route 18 on down to the 5 area. Northbound I-5 seeing slowing around Alvaro Place. Also seeing scattered delays between 520 and Mount Lake Terrace. Northbound I-5 between 526 and US 2 is slow. 405 southbound from 520 on down to Newcastle with scattered delays on down into Renton. Northbound 405 heavy traffic into Quilla and the Renton S-curves. 167 southbound slowing in Kent and just south of State Route 18.
The president's war of words, rain-soaked New Orleans. I'm Ann Cates. President Trump says he won't tone down his rhetoric about North Korea.
After tweeting that military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded, should North Korea act unwisely, the president said his words are easy to understand. What I said is what I mean.
If he does anything with respect to Guam or any place else that's an American territory or an American ally, he will truly regret it, and he will regret it fast.
He added that tens of millions of Americans agree with the words he's been using, and that critics would, too, if someone else had said them. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Authorities in New Orleans are dealing with drainage issues and flooded homes and businesses after being hit with up to 10 inches of rain last weekend. Mayor Mitch Landrieu says residents need to be prepared.
Out of the abundance of caution and because of the likelihood of rain today and throughout the weekend, I would just ask folks to be aware and to be vigilant and do the common sense things to protect you and your property and your family. And according to the National Weather Service, we're expected to have a light rain today with a good chance of additional rain this weekend.
Vice President and former Indiana Governor Mike Pence is in his home state today. Pence says the Trump administration is serious about dealing with widespread opioid abuse.
I was pleased to join the president at Bedminster as he directed our entire administration to use all appropriate emergency and other authorities to respond to the crisis of an opiate epidemic. President Donald Trump yesterday declared a national health emergency to confront opiate addiction and abuse in America.
Consumer prices are inching higher. Medical care and clothing cost more last month, boosting the consumer price index up 0.1%. Inflation has been holding steady over the past 12 months. Gains today on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 14 points, the S&P 500 up 3, the NASDAQ up 40. I'm Ann Cates.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Good afternoon, Eric Ryder here with you on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Time now for a quick look at our weather outlook. Looks like increasing clouds tonight, a low around 59 degrees. Mostly cloudy for Saturday with a high around 74 and a low around 59. Looks like we do have a chance of showers for Sunday with a high near 68 and a low around 58. Partly sunny on Monday again with a high around 72.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah. Hello, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW. On 1150 a.m. here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. I'm so sorry for my scratchy throat, but I'm here. I woke up this morning trying to get over a cold, and I said to myself, well, you know, even if I'm not feeling well, the show must go on. So I'm here, and I'm so glad to have all of you here. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. During the first hour, I had a wonderful program with on Hiroshima with Mary Hansen from the Hiroshima to Hope Group, which every year on August 6th has a beautiful, beautiful Peace Lantern Ceremony on Green Lake here in Seattle. I was joined in the program by a lovely lady named Kiko from California, who Judy brought in her brother, who perished in, or unfortunately perished in Hiroshima, but he's now an angel doing beautiful peace work on the other side. She also brought in Peace Pilgrim, and Dr. Emoto for a few seconds before we had to get off air for a station break. But now what I'd like to do is bring in my good friend Jerry Bedlington for a few minutes. And Jerry specializes in bringing teams of angels to help with almost any situation. And because I know that Hiroshima and Nagasaki was a tragic event, so many people died, I'd like to bring in his teams of angels, if you can, to do some healing for that area and bring world peace as well. Jerry, hi. I'm glad you're here today.
Well, thanks for having me, Dave. Yes, good to hear your voice and being with you and your listeners.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Your website, if people want more information, Jerry, is that www.angelteamhealing.com? Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, angelteamhealing.com.
All right.
My website.
All right. I'd also like to introduce you to Judy Calley. She's a wonderful psychic down from the Los Angeles area.
Oh, hi, Judy.
Hi.
<She's there>. Okay.
Good. So. Good. Well, Jerry, go ahead, and I'd love to have you bring in some angels for healing Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
You
world
bet.
Peace.
Ted, I'm going to give, for the radio audience, if you hold your hand out, I'm going to put the energy of both of these cities in your hand. You feel the energy that's in there now. We have, at this point, a big wound of each of these cities. As I have the angels come in and start to shift the energy, you'll feel the energy change in your hands. Guys, give me all teams in here, please. Hi, guys. Guys, Hiroshima and Nagasaki have a tremendous wound in Mother Earth. Let's go ahead and engage it in gold, light, and love and start the healing of it. Let me give you a count of 20 on that, guys. Go ahead and engage. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Ted Wright hologram, you got a visual on that?
I do. My hands are already tingling from the energy coming in. I can feel that.
Uh-oh.
I can feel it coming in already.
Got you. Let me request the Creator to stop in on it, too, with us as well. Source, can we request your presence, please, to additional healing for both of these cities? Thanks so much. You're so appreciated. The Creator's there now in presence. You see his presence there?
I do, actually, and the whole studio's gotten much lighter, too. It's very nice.
Yeah, things are brightening up. Guys, if... Just one more time, we've done it a couple times already, but anybody that may still be locked in the physical plane here from these two cities from this bombings, let's go ahead and make sure we engage them in gold, light, and love, and let's get them ready to go home. Give me tracker teams also. Guys, track worldwide anywhere of the citizens from these cities. If they're still there in spirit, let's be sure we get them and bring them home. Give you a 15 count on the guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Do we get any more people out there dead, you see?
I think you've got all of them, finally.
Yeah.
And some of these spirits, Jerry, have been waiting since 1945 to go to the light.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long time.
They don't know how to get out of here with that trauma, so we got them home. Yeah, we've done about three sweeps on that, both those cities, so I think we're doing pretty good shape with getting them all home. Okay. Guys, and then let's put a nice healing poultice over Mother Earth, and let's give Mother Earth a blessing worldwide. She is so supportive of us. Thanks, guys. And give me a 15 on Mother Earth blessing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. How does that look, Ted?
Oh, much better. Much, much better. Lots of healing, love, and light around both cities now.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. And let's do one more thing, and that's give peace worldwide for all citizens of the Earth experience. Give me a 20 on that, guys. Touch each person with peace and joy and happiness. And give them dreams in the nighttime that they're all peaceful and work with one another and love one another. 20 count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. That kind of soothed everybody's nervous system.
Yeah, especially with the rhetoric around North Korea. But I personally, with this, and there's so many, there's more good people in the world than there, and more people in the world want peace than they do conflict. I don't see where this North Korea thing is going to go anywhere, personally.
We want them all just kind of calm down and stop their inappropriate behavior.
Oh, yeah. That's all. Absolutely.
Okay. Ted, anything else I can do to support you there?
Maybe some angels to help me get over this cold quickly would be nice. That would be very nice, if that's all right.
Yeah, guys, give me two teams there with Ted and support him, and let's change this field out one more time. Guys, bring a brand new body field in for him, a spirit field. Let's shift the new one in, old one out. Give me a count of 10 on that, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Take some deep breaths, see how that's feeling to you.
Nice. That feels much better. Actually, I felt much better ever since we talked earlier, and you gave me a healing back then, too. So, because I didn't feel very great yesterday, but I feel much better today. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Sounds like your voice even changed.
Yeah, it's gotten a little bit better.
Too.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Okay.
Well, great, Jerry.
Great. Bless everybody, and I'll get off the air and let you continue on with your program.
Okay, thank you so much, Jerry. Have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for all your angelic work.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Jerry. Bye-bye.
Bye, Jerry.
Well, Judy, great. Now, you were giving Dr. Moto is just here. He's waiting patiently.
Yeah.
sorry, Dr. Moto.
He was almost finished, so it's okay.
Well, he can repeat a little bit if he likes, because I didn't mean to rush him the last time. But go ahead, and we've got plenty of time now.
Okay.
So go right ahead.
So I'm feeling Dr. Emoto, and I want to continue with the message that he was giving. Here we go. Hi, it's fun to be here again. I was talking about being authentic, and I was talking about being true to yourself. And what I'm talking about is when you make the decision to be the individual that you really are, which is an original form of creation, all the other pieces of the world fall into place beautifully. But when you're not honest with yourself, when you're not coming from a place of authenticity, it creates chaos. So the greatest gift you can give to your fellow humans, to all forms of life, is to be who you really are authentically in your heart. And when you make that choice, then you speak a unique form of light. And everything that you say and everything that you think and everything that you share and everything that you are experiencing is coming from the energy of who you are as you share with others. So make the decision from this point forward to live honestly with yourself first. And then be as honest as you can with others. And put it through your heart when you're going to share something with another. And be mindful of when you come from a place of harshness or judgment or criticism. Nobody benefits from those kinds of ideas because it shuts the person's energy field down. So instead, come from a place of celebrating who each unique individual is and the gifts they're here to bring. I am Dr. Emoto, and it is my pleasure to share this message with you.
Oh, don't go away, Dr. Emoto. Don't go away.
Okay.
No, I really love talking to you, sir, and it's just such wonderful to have you here.
It's wonderful to be here.
Well, you're a wonderful man, and you did such wonderful work to make this planet a better place. Do you have any messages you'd like to give to your former assistant Michiko or the office in Tokyo on perhaps if you'd like to care, if they're sensitive, you can we can talk another time. But if you'd like to give anything on air, that would be nice.
I want to take this time to thank everybody who has supported the work that we've done. You know, at the time when I presented my information about the crystals and water, it was received mixed in many mixed ways. And it took a great deal of belief by my staff, by my family members, by my friends and coworkers to recognize that we were sharing something innovative and new. And truth always speaks to the heart. And so as the information was presented, more and more people jumped on the bandwagon of having a better understanding of how the energy that we carry and the way we use it affects all of life. So I really do want to thank all those that have stood by me and the work that I have done in sharing and cooperation with others as a team in which we brought the information forth. It was a sheer joy to make the discoveries that I made and to be able to share them with others. And I absolutely appreciate all the ways in which people have opened their hearts to me all over the world and have embraced the things that we shared. It was time. It was time for people to make the understanding. And the idea that the person that's actually watching what you're seeing under a microscope is affecting what you're going to see under the microscope was a new concept that wasn't clearly understood, and we did bring out a little bit more awareness of that. So it's important that you recognize that the way you view life affects what you're seeing and affects life for all. So take responsibility to come from a loving, clear place as much as you possibly can so that we have the opportunity to come from a place of simplicity and truth and clarity.
Arigato gozaimasu, Dr. Moto. Thank you so much for sharing those beautiful words of wisdom today on my show. We really appreciate you being here.
It was really fun, Ted.
We'll have you on again anytime you want to come on. Just pop in. just pop in. You're welcome anytime, my friend.
I will pay attention to that gift. Thank you.
Dr. Moto? Is he still there, Judy, or has he left?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. I wanted to ask, I have my new book that was just published, and I have a section on you, Dr. Moto, and I've included your messages in there. I hope you like it.
I like you, Ted, and I trust in who you are, so I am sure that the messages are beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I'm holding a copy in my hand here. It just got published like 2 days ago.
And, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I know what that feels like.
When you first published your book, Messages from Water, you must have had a tremendous sense of accomplishment.
I had a feeling of gratitude. I was grateful that it had been well received. And I was grateful that all the beings that cooperated helped me to bring it to the public. I was very grateful for that.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, Dr. Moto, from all of us here on planet Earth, in over 70 countries, with over 140,000 listeners, we're sending you lots of love and light. And thank you so much for all your beautiful work to make this planet a better place.
It is always my pleasure, and it has always been my joy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Moto. Judy, that was so beautiful to bring his spirit in and give those messages.
It is.
Yeah, it was just so wonderful. Well, the rest of this hour, what I'd like to do, well, actually, first, I've got a, for world peace, I have a special love tuning fork. It's a 528 hertz, and I've got a special healing crystal, and I'm going to hit it three times now, sending love and light around the planet. I'm going to hit it three times. Now, this is the first time. I always like to do that every once in a while in my programs.
That's
lots
beautiful.
Of beautiful. Isn't that nice? It's a 528. It's the love frequency. And I want to thank Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Office for telling me about this, because that's how I got it here. And I know she uses it in watermark ceremonies too. So, well, I have a feeling, yes, he's waiting. Jim Mars is waiting now. He said he wants to come in. I'd like to devote the rest of this time to Mr. Mars, to Jim Mars. He's a wonderful man. I think he's one of the best journalists this country has ever had. And he's written so many different books, Population Control, Crossfire, The Plot That Killed Kennedy, actually two books on that, our occulted history, Lost Secrets of the Gods about UFOs, different conspiracy books, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, the effect of secret societies here in the United States and elsewhere. It's difficult to encapsulate all the different books. I think I found 13 on the web today. Rule by Secrecy, The Hidden History, Alien Agenda, he wrote about extraterrestrials. And if you could bring him in, that would be great. I'd love to share his message, have his messages shared on air.
Okay. So you want me to bring in Jim Marr? How do you spell Marr?
M-A-R-R-S.
M-A-R-R-S. Mark?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks.
Mark. Okay. Yeah. Jim.
Yeah, Jim.
Oh, I've been waiting for this moment. I've been quite excited to be able to share some of my points of view with your listener. You know, I was curious from the time I was a little boy. And I had interest in things that my friends were not interested in. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of lived a lonely existence from that standpoint. But I really did follow my heart. And I really did pursue the things that spoke to me. And as a writer, that really is the greatest gift that I could give, mm-hmm. is to genuinely share from a place of trying to be truthful what my perspective is on something.
Wonderful. Jim, you've written so many fascinating books, but do you have a concern about the privatization of securities, of security forces here in the United States, where there's no control of them by the people?
You know, security is a vast issue, mm-hmm. and. You know, there is a certain way that you can look at it, saying, can you ever have enough security?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I think some of the security has been compromised in some ways, but I also feel that we have found our way through other circumstances in the evolution of the planet in many ways, and we will find our way through where everything that we're going through right now. Security is something that you really can't provide for people. People need to come to a place where they feel secure within themselves. And the information that I provide just gives food for thought. It gives people an opportunity to kind of peruse the subject and see how they feel about it. Mm-hmm. That's really the avenue of interest that I came from. The security ideas can get quite extreme and myopic when it comes to countries protecting borders. But there comes a point where we can also separate ourselves to the point that we stop communicating. And that's a dangerous place to come from. So there's a fine line we walk in securing our borders and protecting our countries and also keeping the line of communication open so that we don't create a third world war.
There has people said that if we don't have effective border controls, then there's really you really don't have a country. And I'd love your viewpoint on that, Jim.
There are two sides to every coin.
Sure.
And short of walling people in, there comes a point where there really is no security that is not penetratable on some level.
Sure.
So you have this idea that you want to create a wall, as an example.
Right.
And when you create a wall, you also put up the idea that you're now my enemy if you're on the other side of the wall.
Right.
And we have to be careful about that message because we're already in tenuous positions in many places in the world. And we don't want to invite more ideas that everybody has to wall themselves off in their own world and keep everybody else out.
Right.
So there is a middle road that we kind of need to take. And it's kind of like when you put a fence around your yard. You put a fence around your yard to, on some levels, to keep people out that you think would not be welcome.
Mm-hmm.
But it also allows you more privacy in your home environment. But there's also a closing off that happens when you wall your property in.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have the freedom to let the wildlife come in, or the freedom to let people walking their dog see you and say hi.
Sure.
So there's this fine line we walk in the idea of what people call security. And one of the things that we want to be very careful of is having a militaristic idea be pushed on all of countries and all of people as the ideal way to live.
Sure.
Because the military point of view is very myopic from the standpoint that it comes from the place of we can't trust anybody.
Sure, right.
And when you start promoting that energy more than we already are, you create division among countries.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And we really do not want to create more division.
Sure. Jim, I have to ask you this question. I hope you don't mind, but you wrote several excellent books on the John F. Kennedy assassination. Have you had a chance to talk to Jack Kennedy on the other side? And
yes, we've had some very lively conversations.
Really?
And his wit still astounds me.
Wow. Wow.
He has such a marvelous mind, and we laughed and we shared, and it was wonderful.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Do you have any messages, things that he told you you'd like to share? Or maybe we could bring in Jack Kennedy. But I want to make this, you know, this is, I know you wrote several excellent books about Jack Kennedy, and I was kind of curious what things you've learned now from the other side.
He has never stopped being president.
Mm. Right.
His heart and his awareness has extended on this side in a really diligent way, where he's using his opportunities on this side to make a difference on your side.
Beautiful. Wow.
He is very aware of what we would call the latest news.
Mm-hmm.
He also comes from such an individual perspective that he really thinks everything through with such tremendous detail.
Mm-hmm.
And his wisdom was exciting and inspiring to listen to, because he comes from a family that would have these conversations every night at dinner.
Wow, amazing.
And so because of their interest in their fellow man and their interest in politics and their interest in freedom and their interest in what we would call humanity, it is fun to have the opportunity to really listen to this brilliant man share in ways he couldn't share here.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so he has talked to me about some ideas that he has that I really am not at liberty to share, because it's really his place if and when he chooses to share them.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very encouraging to me to realize that he is still engaged and loves this country and loves this world. And he really is doing everything he can, by the way, in cooperation with his family and associates that he was very committed with. They are still very clear about trying to assist the world to come to a place where families can be families.
Mm-hmm.
And people can enjoy their life, and we take away the harsh ways in which we have been programmed to think that we need to live.
Right. Hmm.
And so it's been refreshing for me to listen to him share some of his ideas and realize that he is as sharp as ever, and he really, with his whole heart, does care. And that has been a wonderful experience for me.
Wow.
Because no matter how much you may research a person,
sure,
no matter what you may write about them, unless you've actually sat and, in the term, broke bread with them, you really don't have a real holistic view of who that person is.
Sure.
And so I'm happy to say that he's better than I ever thought he was.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow. Well, Jim, thank you so much for sharing that. That really means a lot to hear you say that. One of my favorite people also is Benjamin Franklin. And I know you've probably been busy over there, but have you been able to talk to him? Or maybe I should ask, who have you talked to on the other side? Maybe that's a better question.
You know, Benjamin Franklin is a hearty fellow. And he really is an individual. And he really thinks for himself. And I've had the opportunity to sit, and we had tea with each other, and we had a wonderful conversation.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
And it was quite wonderful because he wasn't different. He was Benjamin Franklin. And he had the glasses and the jacket, and he looked like Benjamin Franklin.
Oh,
and
my God. Wow.
It was a wonderful aha moment for me.
Uh-huh. Wow.
To be able to sit and engage in a conversation with him, with this being that I had never consciously met,
well,
but had such a deep interest in him.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And it has increased my friendship with him, and it has given me an even deeper appreciation for who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's quite the thinker,
mm-hmm.
and he does not do what other people suggest if it doesn't feel right to him.
Good for him. Good for him.
He's very, very much the individual as to his opinions and what he values and what matters to him.
Uh-huh.
But he's not a braggart.
Mm-hmm.
He waited until I asked him certain questions before he brought out certain information.
Hmm.
Because he was respectful to see what I was interested in,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily what his position would be to share.
Sure, sure.
I found that refreshing.
Wow, wow. Well, I greatly respect Benjamin Franklin. I think he was a great man. And will you be, Jim, I have to ask you this question. Will you continue writing books on the other side? And how can we get a copy on this side?
Right now, I'm stepping back, and I'm enjoying life.
Okay.
And I'm giving myself permission, like a little kid in a candy store, getting to sample all the different people that I have been interested in throughout my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I haven't gotten through the penny candy yet. So I'm really having a wonderful time. As an example, I'm meeting with Thomas Jefferson in what you would call a week or so, and I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, how wonderful.
I've had a conversation with Golda Meir, which was quite wonderful.
Wonderful, lady.
And I'm having a chance to speak to what we would call dignitaries that I didn't have access to on this side,
mm-hmm.
but I'm having an opportunity to interact with them here.
Beautiful.
And wow. So I'm giving myself permission, like a little kid in a candy store,
uh-huh.
to pick and choose and be really intrigued in understanding from what I thought versus what I experienced.
Sure, sure.
And then we will see where I take that information.
Okay.
But for right now, it's been a real education to experience the reality of a being versus what people have assumed that being is.
I have an idea, Jim, if you like. I know in my conversations with Professor Einstein, Albert Einstein, he and his friends, including Leonardo da Vinci and some other great spirits, are working on a spirit phone, which they hope to connect from your side over to this side. So it'll be, I mean, Judy, we psychics do a great job. Judy, you do a wonderful, you're one of the best psychics I know of to do this. But it would be a kind of like a mechanical device that would allow communications between the dimensions. And theoretically, if you did write books from your side, it might be theoretically possible to transmit that information over here to get it published.
That's a wonderful concept.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
well, like I said, I'm enjoying living, and I'm enjoying perusing the different subject matters that entrance me my whole life. And that right now has given me the opportunity, along with fishing, which fishing here is very different. I'm not catching fish to eat. I'm putting the pole in the water. The fish pops up and starts laughing.
Oh, you're kidding. That's funny.
So it's a different kind of fishing. But I really am enjoying my leisure time. I'm enjoying taking walks. I'm enjoying visiting the different centers that they have here and the huge library that they contain.
Wow.
And the plays that they put on and seeing life as it really happened in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a wonderful time experiencing things that I didn't know was possible here.
Wow.
So I'm not eager to get back to what we would call a grind.
Okay.
I'm coming from a place of appreciating this break. I'm appreciating this opportunity that I have, and I don't know where it's going to take me. But keep me in the loop about the phone.
Okay. That's great. That's great. One person, another one of my favorites is Abraham Lincoln. I know you probably haven't been able to meet with him yet. Or George Washington, another great man, great person.
They're on my list.
Okay.
Thomas Jefferson is the next one I'm meeting with.
Wonderful.
And I have put in a call telepathically to Abraham Lincoln.
Wonderful.
He has not yet responded, but that was just yesterday. So,
oh, sure.
What we would call yesterday. Mm-hmm. For here, there's no time.
Sure. Right.
But I did telepathically tell him I would love to have us get together.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
I don't know how that will manifest, but I do know that I have quite the list. And I'm having a wonderful time being able to pick and choose without going through A, B, C, D.
Sure.
And it's quite entertaining to be able to engage with some of the greatest minds of the world.
Wow. Beautiful. That's wonderful. Jim, I have to ask you this question. I'm told that in the fifth and higher dimensions, we exist in the third, the fourth dimension's time. And in the fifth and higher dimensions where you are, there is no time. So that I've been told this before, and I'd love confirmation that If you are on the other side where you are, you can look into the past, present, and future. And perhaps this isn't a right question to ask, but I'd love to know what's happening for the world in the future. I know we talk about, all my spirit friends talk about a beautiful, bright future for humanity. And if you did see something happening in the future, if you care to share it, and if not, that's fine too. I just thought I'd ask to see if you saw anything in the future.
I can say what I've noticed is waking up.
Okay.
I'm noticing people coming out of a deep slumber, and they're starting to wise up.
Uh-huh.
And that's wonderful to see, because being asleep in the middle of important things is not a good thing.
Sure.
But to see people waking up to the truth to them and coming more to a place of being in the present moment has been quite wonderful to experience. I can see light getting brighter all over the planet.
Beautiful. Wow. The residence of the planet for tens of thousands of years was at 7.8 hertz. It's what's called the Schumann residence. And then in September of last year, I know that almost doubled to 13.8. Christmas time here on the planet went to 36 hertz, and then January went to 40 hertz. And then back in May, this is now August, it went to 120 hertz. I don't know what it is now, 150 to 160 hertz. But I think that's part of, what do you see from your side? You must see this vibration rising.
Yes, that's what I meant when I said I'm seeing more light.
Beautiful. Wonderful.
All over the planet because the higher frequencies mm-hmm. are awakening in people.
Wonderful. Well, that's what my spirit friends say, the same thing. Also, I hope you don't mind too many questions, Jim, but my spirit friends on the other side, that our furry friends like cats and dogs and other pets are part of the circle of love around us, and they never leave us. And so when you passed over, did you meet pets you'd have in the past, dogs and cats and other animals? Were they there waiting for you?
Oh, the whole menagerie was there. There were even ones I forgot I had.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
It was quite wonderful. It was kind of like you sit down and all of a sudden they're all over you.
Oh, how funny. How funny.
And they're greeting you and crying and pawing you and licking you and their tails are going a mile a minute. And, and you have no doubt they've missed you.
Wow.
And it's quite wonderful because they literally cross over with you. So
really? Wow.
They're all here with me, and I get to engage with them every day, mm-hmm. and I've picked up a couple others while I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite wonderful to see the freedom they have here,
mm-hmm.
and that there's no brutality, and there's no abuse, and there's no hurt, and things like that that we associate animals have been through.
Sure.
They run, and they play. And you hear them with their happy, joyful little sounds that they make, and it just warms your heart. They go anywhere they want to go.
Wow.
They do anything they want to do.
That is so nice. I feel my pets around me, too, all the time. And I've been told by my spirit friends, too, that they never leave you. They're always there, that circle of love, which is always so
yes.
nice.
Yes. They are what I would call our most loyal companions.
Sure. Sure. This is another question. I hope you don't mind, Jim, but, you know, I always get questions from people on how do I make a difference in the world? How can I make this planet a better, more peaceful, happier place? And I always, where you are now, you have probably access to universal knowledge and a lot of wonderful information. What would you tell my listeners around the world if they asked how they can make this planet a better place?
Well, first of all, become informed.
Okay.
Kind of get a better sense of what areas really speak to you
mm-hmm.
and get educated on what the issues are in that particular arena
mm-hmm.
and make a commitment to make a difference in some way,
mm-hmm.
whatever that is. Because ultimately, different issues speak to each of us differently.
Sure.
And what interests me may not interest you at all.
True. Mm-hmm.
But we can each make a difference in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be probably my biggest suggestion, is to become informed about how you, as an individual, can make a difference in what it is that's speaking to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And go do that, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good advice. Very good advice. Thanks, Jim. Thank you so much. Have you been able to meet any extraterrestrial civilizations there on the other side?
You know, they're quite lively here.
Mm-hmm.
They walk around among the people. They're at home here. If there's not a separation feeling of Earth versus Mars or planet
uh-huh.
Jupiter, it's more like a large family that live in different locations.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are other beings here from what we would call other planets that have been here from the beginning of time.
Really?
And
my goodness. Wow.
When you see these different beings here, they are in their natural state of uh-huh. how they appear on their world.
Oh, interesting.
Which is very different from how they appeared when they lived here.
Sure.
Where they adapted more of a humanoid look.
Mm-hmm.
Here, they can look like a large ant, or they can look like a telephone pole, or they can look like a glob of energy.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't a specific form like we have for humans. They each come with a different form and many of them are malleable. They can become invisible, and they can change their form at a thought.
Uh-huh.
So it's quite amazing, because sometimes you just don't realize who you're speaking to, and until something comes up in the conversation, and then they talk about their planet or their star system or their galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize that they really have had a different living experience than you've had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But here again, they remind me that we're all living everything. Mm-hmm. So on some level, I'm having every experience possible,
mm-hmm.
which is an interesting concept when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes everything fair.
Mm-hmm.
In order for me to be a well-rounded soul, I really need to have a well-rounded experience of every form of life.
Sure. Sure.
So it's kind of an exciting idea.
Oh, that's interesting. When you first saw these other life forms, was it a shock to you, or is it? It was just kind of another new experience being over there.
Some of their appearances are very different.
Uh-huh.
But here, there's no fear.
Ah,
so
interesting.
I wasn't afraid. It was more curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an openness here where nothing's hidden. So you can ask anything you want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
You can have any experience you want to have.
Right.
It's right here.
Wow. And a lot of times, too, do people over there, you communicate mostly, is it telepathically?
Yes. It is a whole being exchange.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I can explain it. It's not just your mind engaged. It's your whole being. And they feel the wholeness of you. And you feel the wholeness of them.
Mm.
It's quite wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Interesting. So it's very different than in this third dimension, where we see each other and we shake someone's hand, for example, or give them a hug. But it's not the in-depth exchange of energy. Is that right?
Because you're seeing what they want you to see.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And here you see the truth.
Oh, interesting.
So it is different.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But there again, I wouldn't have traded my life on Earth for anything.
Right.
I had an amazing life.
Uh-huh. Right. You did. Absolutely.
He's stepping back.
All right, Jim. Okay. Well, Jim, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been real so special to talk to you. And again, I want to thank you so much. You're a great man and did wonderful work and continue to do wonderful work.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Wow. Oh, Judy.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and leave you because I have a client in about 5 minutes. So
okay.
It's been wonderful to be able to share with you and your audience. And I once again thank you for the opportunity. And I thank all the beings that came in that I was able to share with you.
Oh.
I always appreciate their cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy exchange is beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I know your time.
Thank you. Go ahead. I was going to say thank you for all you do, Ted.
Oh, my pleasure. That's my sole purpose. It took me decades to find it, but I finally found what I'm supposed to do in life. And so this morning when I was feeling not feeling the greatest with the cold, I could have stayed home, and I thought, nope, I'm going to in the studio. So here I am. But
I'm glad.
Yeah, but I know.
And I thank you for your dedication.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Well, we all work together on this planet. We can make this place a much better and happier place. So
Yes, and Judy, thank you again.
When he said that there's light, much more light all over the planet, just keep that in mind.
Beautiful, beautiful.
You all have a beautiful day. Namaste. Okay. And I send you a big hug from me to you.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Cheers. That was Judy Calley coming to us live from Los Angeles. She's a wonderful psychic. I think she's one of the best psychics in America, and I'm so happy she could channel Jim Mars. Well, we've got about 4 or 5 minutes, and I probably should talk about this trip I'm taking from September 7th through the 12th. I'll be taking a group of people to Mount Shasta. It's a beautiful place. It's considered the root chakra of planet Earth. It's about 250 miles from San Francisco, as many powerful energy vortexes. And it also contains entrances and portals to the Hollow Earth. When I was there in June, I came back with a Telusian entity. Her name is Jehina. And anytime I want to go into Telos, I simply meditate, and I can go to the entrance to the Hollow Earth, and they take me right in. Back in 2016, in September, I took another group of people to Mount Shasta, where 6 people actually physically went into Telos and Shambhala. And those cities are ancient Lemurian cities, a little bit of a background. They were established approximately 12,500 years ago when the Atlanteans, using nuclear weapons, destroyed much of the planet. And so they escaped from Lemuria underneath Mount Shasta. And that area from Mount Shasta all the way north to Vancouver Island is actually a remnants of Lemuria. And that's actually a place where And people think that's why there's so much psychic activity out here, a lot of spiritualism, a lot of really good energy out here on the West Coast. When you're out there, too, you often see you see Sasquatch, you see, and if you do go, the Sasquatch always asks for cinnamon rolls, organic cinnamon rolls with lots of white frosting. That's what they do like that. It's hard for them to get it out there in the woods. And but if you are interested in going, please send me an email to outofthisworld at 1150@gmail.com. It's going to be a wonderful time. In addition to myself, Mitch Kohayashi from the Modal Peace Project in Tokyo will be giving a very special presentation there at the Mount Shasta Library on September 10th. We also will be having Scott Lemriel, who will be bringing in his friends from the Galactic Alliance, and as well as we'll be meeting Diane Robbins. She's written many books on Telos and the Hollow Earth. And every night when we were there in June, we saw UFOs flying in and out on a regular basis in and out of Mount Shasta. It's a very special place. But you can also call me on toll-free at 1-888-879-8339. And also, too, I want to thank sorry for my throat, but next time I promise it'll be better. Anuinue, is that right? I hope I got that right.
Close. Anuinue.
Yeah. Anuinue, yeah. She's here in the studio, and I asked her to come because her mom was a Hiroshima survivor, and this program was about Hiroshima today. So I'm glad that we could bring her relatives in and get some messages on that. But
Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, I wanted to do that.
Thank you, Judy.
Yeah, Judy was great on that. So anyway, 1 week from today, I'll be in the Dominican Republic at the Peace and Light Conference. The website is www.paxluxmundi. It's a wonderful conference. It's not that far away. The Dominican Republic, it's right next to Puerto Rico. And they're bringing in some very famous people there, including Brazzo from Croatia. He just stares at people and is able to heal them with his eyes and his spiritual powers. Nassim Harriman is going to be there, a very famous physicist. I'll be there giving presentations on humanity's bright, beautiful future, as well as Mitch Kohayashi from the Modal Peace Project. But if you go to the website, you can see all the other people there. And I want to thank everyone so much for their wonderful support for this show. I couldn't do it without you. We're now in over 70 countries with over 140,000 listeners, and I think that's also been climbing too, because most people want to make this planet a better place. And we're tired of wars. We're tired of fighting. We're tired of the conflict. And, you know, once you realize we're all one, that we all have the spark of the Creator or the Supreme Being within us, then it doesn't make any sense for us to fight all the time. But with your help, I know we can create a better and happier world, and I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.
If woman can...
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KVRQ 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
Quick look at our traffic as we approach 3 o'clock. Southbound I-5 struggles now from right around North Gateway on down to the 520.